Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Devin. How may I help you?
Hi, Devin. This is Kaya Campo. I got a box of Omax 3 from you guys yesterday, but I want to send it back. This is I've been on this for quite a while, and I'm still having problems, and I don't want to continue this. I started in September of 2018. I shouldn't still be going through what I'm going through.
All right, well, give me one moment. I'm trying to log in so I can go ahead and see if you have an account with us first.
I do.
Okay. Well, yeah, so just give me one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Oh, perfect. Oh, wow. All right, ma'am, I'm almost there. I do thank you for being patient.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, may I have your last name and zip code, please?
Last name is Campo. Zip code is 17361.
All right, so you said last name was Campo?
Yes.
And zip code was 17360?
No, 17361.
Oh, 61. Okay, thank you. All right, one moment. Don't see an account with that yet, so I'm going to see if I could do anything else. Do you possibly have under a relative's name or anybody else's?
To me. Kaya, K-Y-I-A, Campo, 274 Prospect Circle, Shrewsbury, PA. I don't have no family. Nope.
Okay. One moment. And you did say that last name was Campo, which is C-A-M-P-O, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what else I can do.
And I'm down to my last three boxes, and one of the boxes I opened, they were all cloudy again, and I'm not going through this. So I want to send this box that came. I want to give it back, and you guys just refund that back to my credit card.
All right. Well, may I have your email, ma'am?
Is CampoKaya03@gmail.com.
Can you spell your first name for me?
K-Y-I-A.
And what were the letters? I mean, what were the numbers in it?
03.
At Gmail. All right, awesome. And for security purposes, may I have the address?
I just gave it to you, but I'm going to give it to you again. 274 Prospect Circle, Shrewsbury, PA.
All right, thank you. I'm about to go on and look at your account now. One moment. All right, ma'am. I just got finished reviewing your account, and I do see that you just got your last order on September 17th, and it's for the LMAX 3.
Mm-hmm. I didn't open it.
Okay. And let me see. Your next date that was set up was for March 16th, 2022. So, how may I help you?
I want to send that one back, and I want to cancel this because, again, I opened up a box that's all cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all cloudy, and I'm not comfortable taking nothing that's supposed to be clear, and then it's cloudy.
Oh, ma'am, would you like for me to reship you another one if that is a bad shipment?
No. I want to stop this. And I just threw it. I'm going to throw it away. Who wants this? I don't know why is it completely all white in it and cloudy.
Did you take it?
Nope.
Understand.
And this second time this happened to me, so enough is enough.
All right, ma'am. Well, just give me one moment so I can see what I can do for you.
Thank you, Devin.
Anytime. All right, ma'am, just give me a little more time, please.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, ma'am. I do thank you for being patient.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here are some options that we can go on with this. I can either give you a 50% refund for it where you can keep the product, or you can just return it to us. And as soon as we receive the product at our warehouse, I'll be able to give you a full refund.
Okay. And what's my full refund?
All right. So the full refund would be for $144, but we will be able to do that once it is delivered back to our warehouse.
So I have to pay to send that back?
Are you saying if you were to return it?
Yes.
Yes, just the shipping and handling amount, ma'am.
That's a nice size box. And how much? 50% off, and then we cancel this?
All right, so for the 50% refund, if we were to do it now, that'll be $72.
Okay, because I'm not going through all, because then you got to make sure it's insured, to make sure it gets into the proper hands and all that mess. This is the second time I got a batch of this OMAX 3 that's cloudy, and that's not fair. And then I have to pay for it.
But it's still perfectly fine to use. It's nothing wrong with the product if it is cloudy, ma'am.
Trust that.
But
when something's supposed to be clear, it's supposed to be clear. Not all white and powdery. No. You would not put nothing in your system like that when it's supposed to be clear, a clear gel capsule. And then all of a sudden the next batch is white and powdery. That seems like something's going on with it. A negative reaction or something. I don't know, Devin.
Understand. Well, would you rather just do the 50% refund now, or would you like to return address?
And cancel this.
Oh, of course. I'll go in and cancel this for you first right now. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Almost done doing your refund, ma'am. So give me one more moment, please. All right, thank you.
They could not have sent me a return label to send all this back?
Oh, well, I can give you the return address, but we don't have a return label to send.
This is not good customer relations, giving people stuff that's not what they expect it to be. It's not.
All right, ma'am. I just went ahead and refunded you the $72. And I do apologize for those inconveniences.
This is not your doing. This is the company, and it's not good customer relations for me to have to throw away all this stuff. I'm not putting this in my system because I don't know what's going on with these capsules. And I have to take the loss and have to pay for shipping and all this. I pay shipping one way. Now I got paid for shipping going back for stuff that's not even, don't even look right. I mean, that's just like if someone were to serve you bad food, and would you eat it? No. And this is not right. I'll take my $72 versus nothing, but I'm not taking this. I'm not putting this in my system, and it keeps coming up white and powdery. That means something's breaking down in it and not working. And the company is wrong for this. The company is wrong, not you, Devin. The company is wrong. They need to investigate what is going on with these capsules. And are they truly working? I've been taking this since September 2018. Loyally, and then just lately I'm getting bad batches of this mess. It's the second time I got a bad batch, and I'm not happy. I'm not happy at all. So you can tell them that.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I'm going to make sure that I speak to anyone that's associated with it, and I do apologize for those inconveniences, ma'am.
And ask them what they take it and see what their answer is. Okay, Devin. Thank you, sir.
Oh, no, anytime, ma'am, and I do thank you for calling OMAX Health, and I hope you have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.